The direction you steer your vehicle, of course, determines where it will wind up. The same is true with children. Those who are left to their own means can too often fall prey to the evils in our world and become lost. But with the proper guidance by your hand and those with a noble view of a child's worth and potential, every child can be empowered with a positive life and future. That's the goal of the organizations my next guest is here to expand on. And she's also here with a preview of a special event which will give you a fun and entertaining way to support their work and the children who they guide. Here with the details about the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey's 14th Annual Concert for Kids is the organization's State Director, Susan Haspel. Thanks for being here today, Susan.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And the website to get more information about not just the event that we are talking about, but the overall work and the ways you can support the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey is bgcnj.org. And yes, we do have a link over to our website for that. But first things first, Susan, you do have a special event coming up on December 1st. Give us a preview of what it is all about.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So our upcoming event is just around the corner. It's called the Concert for Kids. And this is our 14th annual Concert for Kids event, which will be taking place on December 1st at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. It's a really special evening. We have a special reception, which kicks off at 5:30, where our celebrity spokesperson and New Jersey native Joe Piscopo, he will be serving as our master of ceremonies. We have a variety of youth performers and speakers that are really inspirational, including our two New Jersey State Youth of the Year winners, which will be sharing their inspirational stories with our reception guests. And then the really special part of the evening will be followed by a performance at NJPAC with Michael Feinstein, the multi-platinum and Emmy Award-winning recording artist, along with other Broadway stars, which will be having a live performance in the Victoria Theater, which will be taped for public television. So it's going to be a really wonderful evening.
And knowing Michael and his performing abilities for quite some time now, Michael brings the Broadway music to people who might not think they want to hear Broadway music. His style just makes it really an attraction.
Yes, yes. He's really incredible. And he's going to be performing with other incredible performers, including Billy Porter from Kinky Boots and Anna Gasteyer and Tommy Tune and other performers that will also make for a really incredible evening.
How much does an event like this serve your organization as a means to bring people to an awareness of what your needs are, what your mission is? Because, you know, you always have the website, obviously, and you can have words on a piece of paper, but I get the idea that events like this just can surprisingly bring people into helping what the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey need to do.
Yes, absolutely. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey serves over 70,000 youth from the ages of 5 to 18 across the Garden State. And that includes 18 traditional clubs, and then we have 5 clubs on military bases across the state. And what the goal of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey through this Concert for Kids event is to really help build local club capacity and raise more awareness for all of the good that's being done by these clubs across the state. And our mission is really to be able to enable all young people, especially those who need us the most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. And clubs have such a huge impact on so many youth, and this event is just one of several events that we do throughout the year to really help raise awareness for the work, the important work that's being done across New Jersey.
So with Susan Haspel, who is the state director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, bgcnj.org, December 1st event, the 14th Annual Concert for Kids. The website is where you find more information about, and more importantly, get tickets and to become involved with the work of really an organization which you might not even have been aware of is right in your backyard and helping kids right where you live. Again, I'm talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and you were listening to Issues and Ideas. One thing I was reading up on, and I don't say this as a slight on other outlets or facilities, but there are programs out there for kids that are organized, and I'm avoiding using names, but I think you listening will understand who I'm talking about, that it can be pricey to have your kids involved with those programs where you make these opportunities for guidance, for fun and for developing goals and passions for life and kids. It's always affordable to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Yes, yes, that's true. And while there are lots of fun programs and people know about the recreation and fitness programs that we have, the programming that they offer in the areas of leadership development and education and career development and health and life skills are really programs that help provide kids to go on a path to set a future for them to stay in school and to go on to college. And that's really one of the most important things about our youth development work is that we really are helping kids come up with a plan for their future and to open doors for them that they might not have otherwise had opened.
And the structure of it, too, is as your information says, it's for ages 5 through 18. So unlike some of these programs where once you're a high school freshman, okay, you have to leave this program. Once you're out of preschool, okay, you have to leave this program. This mm-hmm. is a program that a youth can stay with.
Absolutely.
And really enjoy and be embraced by a full spectrum of developmental skills, ideas, and just really get a vision for their life.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And the fact that we really do offer programming from a very young age until they go off to college is really great because they really feel like they're building a family of people that do care about them. And so the work that's being done is just really incredible. And thank you for this opportunity in shedding a light on the work that's being done.
And certainly these programs of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey can't happen without people power. Is there a constant, frequent need for volunteers along with the professionals that you have on staff?
Yes. I mean, the volunteers are always nice, and we have many volunteers that do help support our work. But I think at the end of the day, what we really are trying to do through the Concert for Kids is to raise dollars to be able to help clubs to grow their capacity and to build new programs and raise more awareness and to really increase the impact that these clubs are already having. So volunteers are always welcome, but I think at the end of the day, we're really trying to raise dollars for all of the clubs across the state and the important work that we're doing at the state level.
And if you can raise that money as part of having something fun and entertaining to experience,
yes,
that makes Concert for Kids that much more of a mutually beneficial situation and event, which is, and again, it's happening on Thursday, December 1st, at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, Victoria Theater. That's in Newark. For tickets, more information, 973-773-0966, extension 151. I'll give that to you again, 973-773-0966, extension 151. If you want to find out more, not just about the Concert for Kids, but the overall work of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey for involvement of children in your life or to become involved as a supporter, it's all found at bgcnj.org. And we have the link over at our website as well. We've been joined today by the State Director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, Susan Haspel. Susan, best of success with the concert on December 1st. For all the work that you have and that you do, for the differences that you make in so many lives with the work of the various organizations under your umbrella. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity.